everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, the first of several great summertime sales from Superior Livestocks coming up on the 14th and 15th of June. It'll be their Corn Belt Classic 19, originating out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 72,500 head of cattle will be offered, including 12,350 yearling steers, 10,500 yearling heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and 34,000 calves on cow. Now, the sale will be starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, a little later than some of the other auctions that we normally have on Superior, 9 a.m. Central Time on June 14th and Thursday, June 15th. If you want more information about exactly when the various lots will be selling both days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back. Follow-through support stepped into the lean hog complex today with nearby futures holding a 30 to 90 cent gain. This may help to draw buyer activity back into the complex early next week as well. Cattle markets remain mixed in a sluggish end of the week trade. Corn prices, meanwhile, though, were higher in light trade. July corn futures about 1 cent higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 91 points higher. NASDAQ down 36 points. In live cattle, moderate pressure moved into the complex with buyers quickly stepping out of the way. This allowed prices to erode in deferred contracts and slip to 40 to 90 cent losses, even though volume remained extremely light. June and August contracts remained extremely light, traded with narrow 20 to 25 cent losses that developed by midday. In feeder cattle, futures turned mostly higher as early losses lost momentum throughout the end of the morning with buyer support slowly but steadily moving into the deferred contracts. Nearby futures held narrow losses of 5 cent to 20 cent losses based on continued pressure in live cattle markets. Meanwhile, grain futures were mostly down a little today but started to pair overnight losses heading into the morning break. Profit taking emerged after the start of trading in Europe ahead of USDA's monthly supply and demand report, which was out today. Corn prices tried to move off of overnight lows following a disappointing close on Thursday. July futures faded late in the session yesterday after failing to test February highs. Soybeans tried to overcome a bout of overnight selling, though questions remain about just how many acres will eventually be planted. Wheat prices, though, were mixed with Minneapolis futures again leading the complex. While rains over the next week will aid some fields of the northern plains, parts of the spring wheat growing region will remain fairly dry, with below normal precipitation in the second week of the forecast. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.